Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to episode number 10 of the Slovenians in Winnipeg podcast, brought to you by the Canadian Slovenian Cultural Society. My name is Mark Labar, and of course, I am your host once again this month, and I am so happy to be here with you. We have a great show lined up for you, something a little different. I actually had an opportunity to interview my mother-in-law, believe it or not, and she agreed to come on the show because she just came back from a trip to Europe, and in that trip, she spent some time in Slovenia, and so I wanted to get her thoughts as a non-Slovenian person traveling through the country a little bit, and she only spent a couple of days there, but she had a really great time, and I thought it would be neat to have her on the show to talk about what she thought of the country and her little expedition there, you know, because we have a lot of people in our community that aren't Slovenian that have, you know, married in or, you know, through various means have come into our community. And I thought it would be nice to have somebody maybe outside the community give their perspective on traveling a little bit through the country. Of course, we also have news from right here in Winnipeg. Some upcoming dates for you to put on your calendar, and we have some great music lined up for you, so let's get started. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Slovenians in Winnipeg podcast. I am sitting here in my mother-in-law's house with my mother-in-law, Carla Plummer. How are you? Thanks for being on the show.
I'm fine. Hi, Mark. I'm glad you're here.
Now, we brought you on the show today because you recently got back from a trip to Slovenia, correct?
Correct.
And how did you enjoy it?
I loved it. It was the highlight of a beautiful trip.
And so you're not Slovenian at all?
No.
No. No. Just to clarify for people. And so we thought it would be interesting to bring you on the show and get a non-Slovenian's perspective on traveling a little bit through Slovenia. And so I'll start with whereabouts did you go?
Well, we were traveling through Croatia initially and then went into Slovenia. So from Split in Croatia, we went to Ljubljana and Lake Bled and drove through the countryside. It wasn't a long trip through Slovenia, but it was a beautiful trip.
Awesome. And so you got a little chance to see a bit of the capital, a bit of Bled, which is definitely one of the bigger tourist attractions there, as you could probably tell from your trip.
Yes.
Any highlights, any particular things that stand out to you as memorable?
I think Slovenia was a complete pleasant surprise for me. It's stunningly beautiful. And it's so tidy and neat and clean looking. And the villages and the rolling hills and the Julian Alps, just driving through the countryside was just a complete delight. And each little cluster of homes, which I assume is a village, there was a beautiful church with a long, tall steeple sticking up. So as you looked over the hills, you could see these church steeples.
It's really beautiful.
It's stunning. Yeah. It was a real surprise. It really was.
Awesome. And you got a chance to sample a little bit of the food while you were there?
Yes, a lot of the food, I would say.
And how was that experience?
The food was delicious. I had a fabulous mushroom soup in Ljubljana.
Awesome.
In a bread bowl. Bread itself. I ate the bowl.
Of course.
As well.
Of course.
The wine was lovely.
Of course.
I ate the fish, which was a treat. I didn't expect to find such delicious fish because it's not on, right, most of it's not on the coastline.
Right, right.
And I think I had the veal and the, everything was delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's like, you know, Jamie and I have been together for quite some time and you've obviously known my family for quite a while, so some of this stuff maybe you heard of, or you've been to the pavilion a number of times.
Yes, I have. But
it's interesting, you know. I know when we chatted just after you got back, and you were like, "Yeah, I got all these crazy desserts and all this stuff," and the desserts are always a high point for a lot of people.
Yes, we our first stop in Slovenia was basically it was a small village. Mm. And the lady who was explaining about Slovenia, they're a guide basically, explained the Lake Bled cream cake.
Yes.
It's about 6 inches high.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that it was discovered or created in Lake Bled. So our first stop was in this village where she said, "You try it here, and then tomorrow we're going to be in Lake Bled, and then you can try the original and see the difference,"
mm-hmm.
which we did, of course. But the Lake Bled one was hands down absolutely heavenly.
Right. Can't compare it to the original, right? Well, that's awesome. Any thoughts for other non-Slovenians traveling that might want to travel to Europe that might be listening to this podcast and saying, "I kind of want to go"?
You know, I think Slovenia's Europe's best kept little secret. There aren't a lot of tourists there, mm-hmm. from what I understand. Ljubljana is absolutely a stunning city, clean, very pedestrian, people-friendly city. Mm-hmm. I hear it has a fabulous university.
It does.
And like I said, there's not a lot of tourists, so you, as a tourist, I liked not bumping into other tourists. I liked being the only tourist and seeing people going about their daily lives, which to me seemed just relaxed and gentle. And I guess it's very continental because it is part of continental Europe.
Mm-hmm.
So it's less Mediterranean influence than what we saw in Croatia. So it's highly developed. It looks...
It has its own flavor. And
it does have its own flavor. Mm-hmm. And it was a sheer delight start to finish. And I really wish I could have spent more time there.
Yeah, well, we'll have to go back.
Well, I will be going back. I was hoping that your family, who still live there, would adopt me so that I could come back on a regular basis, but we'll see.
Well, I'm sure that would not be an issue, knowing my family over there. We would take you in with open arms and spend some time on the farm and all that good stuff, and you get to see a whole other side of the country that maybe you didn't get a chance to see.
Exactly, because I didn't see that part. And knowing your family here, I can see that taking people in and being a warm and welcoming, gentle kind of... It all made sense. You made sense to me there, Mark.
It's, there is that sort of Slovenian gene, right? And it's, we do have our own sort of sense of existence there. Like you said, it's very unique, because of the history and, such diverse history in that area.
That's right.
So, that's really awesome. I'm really glad you enjoyed your trip. And I'm sure, a lot of people in our community have traveled there, have lived there, grew up there, whatever it was. But we don't often get a chance to hear stories from people who aren't in our immediate community, who aren't necessarily Slovenian, don't have those direct ties to the community, and what their perspectives are on the country and their experiences therein. So it's nice to hear that from somebody who's not directly affiliated necessarily with the community, as an outsider, as
right.
it were.
It looked absolutely idyllic to me. I could just see it's a peaceful, gentle, relaxed, comfortable
yes.
way of life. And just a lot more developed and honestly a very pleasant surprise.
Yep. And I think, like you said, even with the lack of tourism or the less tourists that you see there, you get this sort of authenticity.
Yes.
Of like, yeah, these are Slovenian people living their Slovenian lives.
Right.
And that's just what's going on day to day.
Yes.
And which is really cool. Really cool if you get to see that. Oh, that's really great. Thanks for coming out and being a part of the podcast. And
my pleasure.
It's a lot of fun, eh?
Yeah, it is a lot of fun.
Pastirče mlado i milo, kaj si se tako stužilo? Pastirče mlado i milo, kaj si se tako stužilo?
lui svira. Da svoju dragu doziva. Ja uzme brunu i svira. Da svoju dragu doziva. Ja uzme brunu i svira. Da svoju dragu doziva. Sva gora je či od frule, a mene draga ne čuje. Sva gora je či od frule, a mene draga ne čuje.
And that was Aufbeaks with Pastirce Mlado. That song, when I first heard it performed a few years ago by the Triglav Dance Ensemble at Folklorama, I absolutely fell in love with. And I went out of my way to find some other versions and some other samples of it. And I came across that version by the band Aufbeaks. And it just blew my mind how amazing that group of guys sounded with just three instruments and just three voices. So I decided to throw that in to the show this month. We have some upcoming dates for you to put on your calendar, much like last month. On just a reminder, on June 18th, that is going to be Father's Day, the Slovenský Dan picnic. Mass is going to be at 12:30 with lunch, entertainment, and much, much more. On July 15th, we have the Slovenian Kids Camp Day at our picnic grounds. And if you want more information on that, you can contact Miranda Terry. Just pull her aside at church and you can ask her whatever questions you might have. On July 29th, in lieu of Folklorama happening this summer, we're going to be having Slovenian Day at the picnic grounds. So you can expect some fantastic food, some great entertainment by our dance groups, and a great way to spend the whole day with your community and friends. More details will be coming up next month in our July podcast, so keep tuned and listen for those announcements. And then finally, on August 25th, direct from Slovenia, we have Ensemble Novi Spomini coming to the church hall. They're a great band. We played one of their songs last month. Tickets are going to go on sale from Stan Majowski starting on June 18th, and there's going to be more details also in next month's podcast. And so in that vein, what we're going to do right now is we're going to play a song by Novi Spomini called Nisem Macho. And what I've decided to do is we sort of started this last month in that we were playing songs by the band. And so for the May show, the June show, the July show, and the August podcast, we are going to be playing songs by Novi Spomini. And we want to have you, our listeners, ready when this band comes to town. We want you to know some of their songs. We want you singing along with stuff that they're playing. They're a great band. They have some great songs, a really traditional sound, and I know you're going to enjoy it. So once again, this is Nisem Macho by Novi Spomini.
Potrosa patice na cvet, stopila si na moj planet, s poletjem v lase. Prišla si jaz pa brez besed, ramljala si, jaz sem molčal, plesala si, jaz sem le stal. Odprtih ust, besede prave sem iskal. Nisem mačar Don Juan, a ljubim te v sanjah dan na dan. Nisem mačar in priznam, da rad te imam, a nisem princisa. Svoje ime, ljubezni puščica, morda zadela bi srce. Brez tebe temen je moj svet,
moj svet.
Brez tebe prazen moj planet.
Planet
in se bi dal, da bi od tebe bil zadet.
Nisem mačar Don Juan, a ljubim te v sanjah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for our show this month. I want to take this opportunity to thank you once again for taking time out of your day to listen to this show. You can get in contact with me, send me requests, dedications, any input that you'd like to see on the show at slowpegpodcast@gmail.com. That's S-L-O-P-E-G podcast@gmail.com. I also want to thank our sponsors, the Canadian Slovenian Cultural Society, for making this show possible. And we're going to leave you with a really, really neat song. This is a really, really modern track. This is something really contemporary coming out of Slovenia. And it's by the band Čeda Huči. And the song is called Pismo. And this is something that's a little different than what we normally play on the show. It's got a very folky Mumford & Sons kind of vibe to it. It is a beautiful track. It is one of those tracks that I, you know, you listen to it and it just makes you feel good inside, and it makes you feel really warm and fuzzy. I listen to this song and it just makes me feel really nice. So, you know, turn it up, grab somebody that you really care about, have a nice little dance, and we'll see you next month.